There is a sort of duality to the Christmas story. On one hand, it seems so familiar. Mary and Joseph, Jesus, the angels, shepherds, and manger. Most of us could likely recount the story from memory and get most, if not all, of it right. We hear it year after year, and we've been talking about it for weeks. If there is a story we know and know well, it is this one. On the other hand, that we know the plot and the characters, there is something about this whole story that seems so foreign, so esoteric, no matter how many times we tell and hear it. Here's what I mean. Two verses from Luke's account of Jesus' birth I would like to read for you again. And I ask you, which of these two verses of Scripture sounds more real to you? First, in those days a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. Second, then an angel of the Lord stood before them and the glory of the Lord shone round them. Which of these two is more real, more relatable, more true to your own experience? It's the first one, isn't it? In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus. That's the more relatable of the two, isn't it? In those days, a decree went out. That sounds more like today, like these days, like the end of 2019. Why? Because decrees still go out. Those in power speak, and the rest of us comply. The commander-in-chief speaks and military personnel mobilize overnight. The district manager speaks and the whole sales staff is realigned or even replaced. The IRS speaks and we race to get our returns all in order by April 15th. The judge speaks and the defendant must obey. The landlord speaks and the tenant moves out. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus, and the whole empire scurried, including a common couple from Nazareth, newlyweds, her in the late stages of pregnancy with her first child. They traveled 90 miles or so from Nazareth to Bethlehem just so they could be counted, just because of that decree, just so that Emperor Augustus could tax the people properly. That's real. That's the real world. In one way or another, that has always been the real world, and some might say probably always will be the real world. And anybody who doesn't understand or accept that is living a lie, set up for disappointment, overly optimistic. Or are they? What if that isn't, or at least doesn't need to be, all there is, all that is real? You see, that's where the angels come in. And in that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." Now, this decree doesn't sound like one coming from someone in power, emperor or president or boss. It's different, very different. What the angel is proclaiming here is a different kind of reality, a different kind of world and life. You see, angels are the Bible's way of suggesting some other reality. An angel is the Bible's way of saying things may not be quite as they seem here. Have you ever wondered why the angel didn't appear to Emperor Augustus or to Quirinius or to Herod? I mean, why appear to these ragamuffins who can do no better than work the night shift for a sheep herder, the lowest of the low on the social ladder? Well, to answer a question with another question, can you imagine Emperor Augustus or any other important official listening to an angel? Emperors and presidents and district managers and government officials and landlords are not always the first to recognize a new reality, now are they? They love the status quo because the status quo is treating them pretty well. Those in power of one kind are not quick to acknowledge someone with real power of another kind. And so more often than not, angels appear to those who just might be willing to listen to them, to hear them out. At the time, to pretty much everyone in the world, this looked like a simple case of displacement and confusion caused by a new governmental policy. Towns were overcrowded, people were homeless, and the emperor just wanted his money. But life doesn't stop for decrees from the emperor. Babies are born at unexpected times and in unexpected places. And this one, this Jesus, was born amongst the animals and laid in a manger. It was no big deal. Born like any other baby in those days, with a little fanfare in that place. A common couple got stranded in the chaos of the census, and their baby was born away from home in a strange place. It's a little human interest story amongst thousands of others, maybe, but it's no big deal. Yet something was going on that was more than it seemed. And the angel was assigned to find someone to discern it. A lonely widow walks the beach at sunrise, weighing the parts of her life, deciding if anything is worth hanging on for any longer. A solitary beach walker. But something is going on that is more than it seems. A reality is forming that most cannot see. A new father learns that his two-day-old son has a congenital heart defect. He wanders aimlessly around the hospital parking lot, pondering the doctor's words. The security guard watches from his little cubicle and thinks this young father is strange. Something is going on that is more than it seems. A new reality is forming that most cannot see. A grown man and his elderly father embrace each other awkwardly, their first hug in 43 years. There were good reasons for the long alienation, but now those reasons aren't so convincing. Something is going on that is more than it seems. A reality is being remembered that was long forgotten. College student decides that the turmoil inside must be faced before she can continue her studies, and so she drops out at mid-semester. Parents and family all tell her that dropping out is a big mistake, but she knows what must come first. Something is going on that is more than it seems. New reality is struggling to be recognized, but most cannot see it. People gather in the middle of a Christmas Eve night to hear stories about angels, to sing familiar songs, to light candles, and to pray. But something is going on that is more than it seems. A powerful reality is at work that many do not recognize. You see, it happens all the time. And sometimes we are lucky enough to hear the angel tell us what it means. It is tempting and easier to live only on one level of reality and say that other levels are only imaginary. Life is neater and issues are simpler if we declare that our world will only be the world of Emperor Augustus and his decrees, cause and effect, economic determinism, free market morality, live and let live, political balance of power. That's the only reality that matters. Angels and good news of great joy are for children in Sunday school because we've outgrown those. Of course, it is also tempting to live only with the angels, to declare the world of Emperor Augustus to be only a shadow world and to embrace this spiritual reality as the only meaningful reality, to escape engagement, washing our hands of all of it.
A company in Littleton, Colorado is selling baby Jesus dolls. The doll sells for $65. It is a 13-inch tall vinyl doll dressed in a cream-colored gown with a gold cross on the chest and wrapped in a blue blanket. It has a glow-in-the-dark halo as well. The pupils of the doll's eyes are shaped like five-pointed stars, and the eyes are directed upward toward heaven. The doll comes with a wooden manger, including non-toxic hay. And the halo snaps into the back of the doll's head and is, quote, safe for children. And of course, customers can choose between the Caucasian, dark Hispanic, Latino, and African American versions. Besides being rather creepy, I can't imagine a better way to teach our children that Jesus is not really a human baby, not really concerned with the real everyday world of human boys and girls. Jesus is only pretend. He doesn't really belong here. It's a figment of our imagination, the main character of a good story. And if we want to be like him, then we don't belong here either. That baby Jesus doll comes in other disguises too. Any number of religious excuses to avoid the human world, any number of spiritual escapist opportunities are available, and not just at Christmas. So which is it? Which is the real world? That of the emperor's decree, or that of the angel's proclamation? Of course, it is ultimately dangerous to begin to say that any one reality is the only reality. Human beings are made neither for heaven or for earth alone. No, we are made for heaven and earth. We are made to deal with the emperor and with God. We are citizens of earth and citizens of heaven. To deny or ignore either citizenship is to make ourselves half instead of whole. You see, Christmas is the collision of two worlds and the melding of two realities. God is not just the God of heaven. Christmas is the celebration of God's incarnation, Emmanuel, God with us. God took on flesh, not just to save the world, but to bless the world. To bless being human, to endorse being human, to join us in our humanness, that we might more readily join God in God's divinity. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child." Those common men, those shepherds, they then did a very smart thing. They checked to see if the angel told the truth. They fact-checked the divine messenger. They went to find the sign. And the rest, as they say, is history. Angels appear and signs are given to people who can see them, who are willing to see them, to those who dare to stand with one foot in each reality, the emperor's decree and the angel's gospel. On that holy night 2,000 years ago, it was shepherds watching their flock at night. Tonight, let it be us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.